Welcome to the Next Level Trucking Podcast. I am your host, Justin Wood. And today I have to put a disclaimer out for this podcast. So today's episode is, are you buying a job or are you building a business? So I've got quite a few topics here for this, and there's some stuff that I'm going to have to elaborate on in future episodes. But disclaimer here, this episode is not to discourage you or to change your mind about going into business. Starting your own business can be a very rewarding, but also a very stressful thing. And I'll cover a lot of reasons why and some questions you need to ask yourself. But, you know, are you buying a job? Okay, this is not to make anybody feel bad for having a regular job or becoming an employee. And I'm actually going to give you some reasons why staying as an employee is might be your best decision for right now. Okay, so just at this, putting that disclaimer out there so you know, you don't get turned off by the information, because this is real stuff that I'm going to be sharing with you today. And I want to make sure you understand that you are going to have doubts. I still have doubts sometimes about what I do, and then I have to snap out of it and come up with a plan, solve the problem, etc., to make this work. So, what do I mean by are you buying a job? Okay, so predominantly, a lot of you want to get into a lease, and I don't have a problem with that. I did a lease myself. I did a lease purchase. It is a very valid way of going about doing this business or getting started in this business. I'm going to have a whole episode on, you know, startup as far as getting capital, you know, making sure you have enough money and stuff like that. But the main principle today is, are you just doing this just to buy yourself a job? Just have a little bit more freedom than a company driver would have? If so, that's okay. But just make sure you understand the difference between becoming an actual business owner and buying a job. So as a lease operator, even though I had an LLC, a business bank account, etc., it didn't become a real business until I hired my first employee. Okay, before I hired my first driver to drive for me, it wasn't really a real business. I'm operating underneath somebody else's authority. I'm pulling somebody else's trailers. The only thing I had invested in was my own personal time and a truck, okay? Which is a great place to start. But a true business, you're dealing with customers. You're dealing with sales. You're dealing with marketing. You're dealing with employees. You're the manager. You're the operator. You're the owner. You have to do everything, right? If you still look up to a boss or somebody to give you tasks to do, to complete, then you're still technically an employee. You know, you're still going to have that employee mindset, okay? And there's nothing wrong with that, but you have to make sure what it is you're doing, what your actual goal is. Is your goal to just have a little bit more freedom as a lease operator, or is your goal to actually build a business? Because if you're going to choose the latter and build a business, you have to make sure you understand what that means. So I'm going to go through some things of, you know, why business might not be the best decision for you to take, because, you know, it's going to take a toll on your family. If you have children, it's going to take a toll on them as well. You know, so also you're going to have some serious income swing. So, but basically, you know, a lot of people get, you know, really excited about entrepreneurship and business because they saw somebody post something on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, etc., saying, check it out, I'm getting all this money, and check out my hot car and my hot girlfriend and my big house, you know, check out all this stuff. I got this because I'm an entrepreneur now. Pay me $35 or whatever amount of money. Pay me $900 and I'll show you how to do it. Like, pause. There, and that's not to discredit all coaches out there, because there are some legitimate coaches that can give you some real, that can teach you some real skills on how to build a business. But business is over glorified because of social media nowadays, and you have to make sure that you're not just buying into a get rich quick sales pitch. And you're actually going into this with some knowledge and some understanding that, hey, they're getting rich quick is a lie. That's not going to happen. Can you make a little bit more money than what you're doing as a company driver? Possibly. It depends on your work ethic, and how many sacrifices you're willing to take in this. But don't get distracted by a lot of these people on social media that will stand next to a Lamborghini, or stand next to a big house or whatever, and say, "Oh, you can start a business. I did it." And meanwhile, you find out that the car they're standing in front of wasn't even theirs. The jet they're standing in front of wasn't even theirs. The house they're standing in front of wasn't even theirs. It's a joke, right? It's all marketing tools. The only reason they're making money is because you're buying their program, right? So be really careful with that. I fell into that trap before myself, okay? Because I'm really eager. I'm outgoing on social media. I want to find information. I'm always trying to learn. I'm always trying to look at other business models, see what other people are doing, how and namely successful people, see what successful people are doing, so I can take a piece of that information and apply it to my business if I can, and see if it works, right? So I like to test things, but be really careful, because starting your own business is not glorious, okay? It's a lot of hard work. The earnings are unpredictable. It's extremely hard to budget your personal money. For example, if you want to go buy a house, well, as far as I know, because me and my wife went through this personally, if you want to go buy a house, you got to wait. You got to have 2 good years of profit in your business before a bank's even going to look at you, because you're self-employed now, right? Once you become self-employed and you start that LLC now, and I think I talked about this before, now you have to wait 2 years before you can go get a mortgage, which getting a mortgage isn't necessarily a path that I would suggest anybody takes anyway. But that's a completely different podcast. Anyway, so are you going to buy a job, or are you going to build a business? Right? So if you're just doing a lease, or if you're just doing a lease, you're just renting the truck from somebody, you're essentially buying a job at that point. Okay? Now, where you go from there determines whether or not you're actually building a business. Because I did a lease, I know how it works, and we'll go through those processes later of how to be successful in a lease. But right now, these first few episodes, I really want to nail it down to you guys that you really got to make sure this is what you want to do. Okay? You can Google some stuff as far as what to expect in business, etc., etc. This is what I did. Is like, I had to learn this stuff. So just don't go in this thinking you're going to get rich, because you're not. Making personal plans is going to be extremely difficult. As soon as you start a business, you're going to have to give up a lot of your social life, except for social media. But I mean, your physical social life, where you're going out with friends when you're on home time and stuff like that. Like, that's a lot of that's going to disappear, which I know in trucking it's completely different already. Like, you're already away from home a lot as it is, so that's probably already damaged. But that's probably not gonna, really turn you off to it too much. But if you make a mistake, you're 100. If you're running the business, you make a mistake, you're 100% responsible for it. It's on you, and you have that added stress. Like, even if like one of your drivers makes a mistake, it's still on you, because you're the manager, you're the operator of the business, right? It's still gonna come back on you ultimately. Not just legally, by the way, but I mean the stress, because you got to solve the problem. Okay? So if you want to get into business, like actually building the business, going out and buying a truck, getting your own authority, getting your own customers, dealing with brokers one-on-one, doing all of that, hiring drivers on your own. I'm still not to the point yet where I am 100% independent. Why? Because I know what it takes, and I know that at this current point in time, I'm not ready for 100% independence. Okay, so you can take this in steps. You don't have to just jump straight into it. And I encourage you to take steps and to plan and to make sure you're doing the right things. Now, how fast you get through these steps depends on you, right? It's taken me almost 7 years to get where I am now. It doesn't have to take you that long, but it might if you make the mistakes I made and you don't apply what I'm telling you. So if you want to actually start the business and you want to start to build a fleet, okay, because that's what I'm talking about when I say when you're running a legitimate business, you're talking about starting a trucking business, a fleet, okay? And there's multiple aspects to this because not only do you have the transportation side, the side of actually hauling freight, okay, driving the trucks, you have the logistics side. It's two different businesses, and a lot of people don't understand that. Once you get your own authority, you're not only just in the transportation business, now you're in the logistics business. So, if you don't know anything about logistics, it's probably not a good idea to go get your authority yet. Now, with all of these things, actually doing them is you're going to learn a lot more. But if you're not financially ready to take that step, don't do it. If you don't have the capital, if you don't have business credit set up, if you don't have, a decent stack of cash in the bank, don't make huge jumps until you do. Otherwise, you're just going to set yourself back and you might even go out of business. So, you got to ask yourself these questions. Can you manage money wisely? Do you know how to measure success? Do you know how to set your own standards for success? Okay. Do you have the self-discipline to complete the necessary tasks to make sure the business stays open? Okay. It's not just about driving the truck at this point, right? So, can you start and finish those tasks that you set? Okay. Can you properly set and achieve goals? And when you're doing those, when you're starting and finishing those tasks, when you're completing those tasks, can you do that independently without any other outside input from someone that you're leased onto? Can you do that? If the answer is no to any of these, you need to pause, learn how to do these things, build some skill sets, and before you jump out there. You can hit the ground running and learn as you go, but at the same time, you got to ask yourself these questions to determine if this is really what you want to do. If you just want to do a lease and stay at that spot, that's perfectly fine. If you just want to stay as a company driver, that's perfectly fine because company drivers make good money. Company drivers that bring the skills, that bring value to their organization, make good money. And I'd venture to say you're going to make a lot more money doing that than just doing a lease forever, because you can scale up as a company driver and get a raise every year, right? So you may end up making more money as a company driver than as a lease operator, because as I stated before, the income swings with running a business, even as a lease, because technically, when you start a lease, yes, you're just buying a job, right? Because you're just a sole proprietor, whatever. You only make money if you work. If you work, you get paid. If you don't work, you don't get paid. So it's not a revenue generation. Okay, you don't have any passive income at all. So you could venture to say that it's not really a business yet. Okay, you're on the step to getting there, and I recommend that you could go this route, or you can stay as a company driver and stack up that cash and learn as much as possible while you're stacking up that cash. Set a plan, like I said before, and then go execute once you have the capital reserves. to go do something, right? But you know, lease, the only thing lease is going to do, if you operate the truck properly and you make the necessary sacrifices, you stay out longer weeks. You know, if you still think like you're going to be able to go home every 3 weeks, I got news for you. You're going to have a hard time. You know, the reason I'm able to provide these guys to go home every 3 weeks is because we have multiple trucks. And I have one truck that's already paid off. Okay, that helps with the cash flow. And it's a volume-based business. Trucking is a volume business. So you have to make sure that if you're going to go home as a single person, a single truck owner op, or a single truck lease driver, lease purchase driver, you have to make sure you've generated enough revenue so that you can take time off. Like, if you stay out 3 weeks and you're like, I'm just going to go home, I've been out 3 weeks, but you look at the bank account and you only got a couple grand in there, you didn't do good enough to go home. Right? And if you only have a couple grand in the bank and you think you're doing okay, you got to change that mindset, because it's not enough money. So you got to stay out longer if you want to kickstart your own business from scratch, from $0, and you want to start it as a lease driver, you're going to have to stay out a couple months at a time. And you know, even now to this day, I still stay out months at a time. Why? Because I'm really dead set focused on growing the business and making sure that, you know, everything's taken care of and we have money left over and we can pay the taxes and we can pay the drivers, every 2 weeks, you know? So, without that level of dedication and making those sacrifices, you might never get there. If you treat the business like you're an employee, you still have that employee mindset, it's not going to work. You're not going to make enough money. You're just going to be stressed out for no reason. You're going to have huge income swings. You might damage your relationships at home because the money situation is going to be really scary, right? So just make sure that if you're going to get into this, if you know what you're doing as far as what you're actually doing. Like, if you go to start a lease, if you're like, I just want to be a lease driver, you know, I'm fine with that. That's perfectly fine. Then that's cool. After a certain period of time of doing that, you're going to be able to figure out how much money you can expect to make every week or every 2 weeks. Then you will decide, okay, I need to run this set amount of weeks, and then I can take this set amount of days off and not hurt myself, not hurt, you know, make all my bills on time, stack a little bit of money, and, you know, have enough to put into retirement, buy a house, all that stuff. Because these are things that everybody wants generally, you know, the American dream. You want to have a house, you want to start a family, you know, have a retirement account, whatever. Those are the basics. But if you read the book, You Need More Money by Matt Monero, you'll realize you need a lot more money to do those things now than you used to. Okay, because there's other people out there that'll tell you, oh, just do this, and you'll be fine. You'll have $1 million by the time you retire. And I'm going to tell you right now, $1 million is not enough money to do hardly anything with. If at retirement age of 65, like, you're not going to be able to live 20 years off $1 million by the time you're age 65, if you're in your 30s today. It's not going to work. It's not enough money. So this is why, you know, it's good to go into business. Okay, but it's not for everybody. And don't trick yourself into doing it because you think it's the easy path, because it's definitely not easy. It's definitely not a get rich quick. And, you know, just really analyze and figure out what is it that you really want. Okay, and if this is it, then we're going to continue with some more topics. And, you know, I'm going to assume going forward in these podcasts that you have decided, yes, this is me wanting to be a business owner. And this is the stuff that you're going to have to apply to be successful at it. The information going forward in future podcasts will not be for those that are just buying a job. It will be for people who are planning on building a much larger business than just one truck. Okay. Now, like I said in the disclaimer, this is not to discourage anyone or to make anybody, or to be condescending, or to make anybody feel like they're inadequate because they only have one truck. Having one truck is a great experience. I did it. Okay? You can easily bring home $3,000 a week with a paid off truck and have a nice living for you and your family. But for me, I wanted more. I wanted more of a challenge. Okay? I wanted more, and I also, I wanted more money too. You know, I'm not going to lie. I wanted more money. But, you know, so, and it's going to take a long time till I get to where I want to be with the money situation. Because right now, you know, we do pay our drivers fairly well. And there isn't a lot of money left over for me because I put the money back in the business to grow the business. So, you know, it's going to be like that for a long time for you if you start this trucking business, like I said before. So, ultimately, you have to make sure this is what you want to do. But going forward, future podcasts, the information I'm sharing here is for people who legitimately want to grow a fleet. Now, we will cover some stuff about getting your first truck and becoming a single truck owner operator. But ultimately, this podcast is to get you to the next level of this business. This business is so much bigger than just a one truck operation. You can have so much more than just one truck. Don't tell yourself you can't do this. If you have a dream of being a fleet owner, and not just because of the, you know, the respect or the glory of it, because that doesn't matter, but if you have a dream of, like, I want to have my name on the side of trucks and trailers, multiple, okay, not just one, but multiple. I want to be able to create jobs and to provide value to the industry and help change the industry for the better. If that's you, then go for it. If the only reason you have for wanting to become a fleet owner is cash, you're in it for the wrong reason. Because cash is great, right? It's like oxygen. It pays the bills and everything, but ultimately you're going to get to a point where you're just like, this ain't worth it. I'm not doing this anymore. There has to be something else that drives you to really want to do this business. For me, and it's evident even more now to me, now that we have four trucks with three drivers, is creating an opportunity for somebody else to come up in the industry, because there's thousands of drivers out there that are getting mistreated and they're not paid well, you know, but they're good drivers. And the thing is, they get trapped at these companies that only want to pay 35, 36 cents a mile. That's not enough money for these guys. You all know it. I know it. And that's why we pay much more than that. But it's not about, I'm not trying to recruit anybody here. I'm just telling you, this is one of my goals with my business, is to provide opportunities for people that otherwise are being mistreated or not being paid what they're worth. Okay. Some of the guys that have come over here were really disgustingly mistreated. And, you know, at some point I could have, one of our drivers come on the show if they are interested, and to discuss, you know, what they went through before they came here and how they like it better. And just to give you some perspective on why I do what I do, why I'm building this fleet, because it's not just about the money. If it was just about the money, I would pay the drivers 35 cents a mile. I mean, I could set that. And somebody, and sad to say this, somebody would still come and work for me. Even if I only paid 35 cents a mile, people would still come to work here. Why? Because people need jobs. But that's not the goal of the business. Like, if it was just about the money, I mean, you could pay somebody 40 cents a mile to do this job. And the sad thing is, people will take that pay. People accept that. And so the goal here should be, you should have a much bigger goal in mind with your business other than just making money. What are you going to do to change the industry? What are you going to do to make it better? What are you going to do that's different than all these other companies? Because everybody's out here making money. You know, all the mega carriers are out here making money. I'm out here making money. Everybody else you see on Facebook's making money in this business. At least you should hope so, right? So, and there's nothing wrong with getting money. But don't spend all your time just focused on building a fleet just because of the cash, because you're going to absolutely hate it if that's the only thing you're going to get out of it. unless you're just wired differently than I am, I guess. But Ultimately, you got to have a goal for the business. Don't just do it just because. If you really want it, then we'll go for it. But ultimately, what I like about this now is, and it's a lot of responsibility, but being able to create the opportunity where otherwise somebody would not have known or would not have been able to get a better job, right? There's a lot of people that want to be able to hire prior felons because they have a certain respect for people that, are basically not accepted back into society for whatever reason, and wanting to extend jobs to those people. That's something that's very noble in my opinion, but it depends on what you want to do, because there's lots of problems in the trucking industry. We know this. Anybody that's been in the trucking industry, over 6 months knows that there's some serious problems in this industry with driver pay, driver amenities, make sure that the rules are followed. There's drivers out here that still are being coerced by their carriers, and they don't know what to do. They don't know that that's not right, not the way it should be. Okay, so if you're going to build a company, do it right and make sure that you're following a good set of core values and ethics to make sure that you're not doing it just for the money. You're doing it to actually be a better company. Okay, one of the goals for me is to have the best trucking company that exists. Am I at that spot yet? No, that's why it's a goal. But I treat the drivers like this is the best company. The guys that work for us, I treat them like this is the best company. Because in my mind, it is. It's my company. Okay? That's the kind of mindset you have to have going into this. But if you just want to stay as an employee, that's great. I think it's a good path to go. Especially if you're not ready for these income swings. Okay? You can get a fairly consistent paycheck, set work schedule for the most part as a company driver, where you know how many weeks you have to stay out and how many days you're going to get to be home and all that kind of stuff. You always have support from a dispatcher, fleet manager, operations manager, etc., etc. Whereas if you start your own business, you're it, man. You're the guy or gal that's doing it. You're doing everything. There's nobody else to go up to ask them, hey, how do you do this? Or, how do I handle the situation? That's why I'm doing what I'm doing right now. It's because once you go 100% independent, you got no support systems. You got nobody there to give you direction as to what you're supposed to do. And unless you know everything, that's not really a good idea. Now, if you've got some decent relationships in the industry, you know other people who are doing it, you can reach out and ask them to help you. And more likely than not, they will help you. But you're still kind of on your own. So you have to make sure that you're ready for that kind of stuff. But basically, this podcast today, I really hope it helped you guys understand what the difference is between buying a job. The challenges you're going to face when you decide you are going to build a fleet, okay? Because if you're just doing a single truck carrier, single truck owner op, etc., or you're doing a lease or a lease purchase on one truck and that's the only truck you have, essentially you're buying yourself a job, which is not bad. It's a great thing. You get a certain level of freedom. You are technically your own boss, but that's as far as it goes. I don't necessarily consider that a full-on, solidified business. Okay, and unless you get into getting your own authority and you start doing logistics, because like I said before, those are two different, transportation and logistics are two different businesses within the trucking industry. So you have to make sure you know what it is, what you want to do. Like if you get your own authority, sure, you can just haul for brokers. But then I would ask you, why did you get your own authority if you're just going to haul for brokers, give them a percentage of the load, and then you probably have to factor your freight on top of that. You might as well just be leased on somewhere. Because then you don't have all the headache of doing all the compliance paperwork and everything else that's involved with that. Which it's very simple, but it's more stuff that you have to do. It's more responsibility for basically the same pay if you lease on to a good carrier that pays well. So you have to weigh all these things and decide which path you want to take. I talked a lot about that in episode 2 about pre-planning, planning, and then executing your plan. But this stuff is going to keep coming up because there's so much to it. I can't just hit in one podcast. But as always, if you guys have any questions and you want to be part of the show, you can download the Anchor app, anchor.fm. You can find me here, anchor.fm/nextleveltrucking. And you can send a voice message into the show. You can send me your questions and I can add it into the show and I'll answer your questions on the next podcast. So if you want to be part of the show, go ahead and do that. And I'll answer your questions directly right on the air. So that's pretty much it for today, guys. I really hope this is useful information to you. If there's something else that you feel I didn't explain well, let me know. I'm still going through the motions of learning how to do podcasts properly and provide good information for you guys. So if you have any questions, let me know. You can contact me on Facebook, at Woody the Trucker page on Facebook. You can contact me on Instagram at Woody the Trucker and also on Twitter at Woody the Big Deal. Okay, so also if you're already a friend of mine on Facebook, you can message me there as well. I answer those probably a little bit quicker. And last but not least, you can also find me on YouTube. Just type in the search bar Woody the Trucker. You'll see my channel come up, and there's a lot of videos on there as well. So with that being said, I appreciate you guys listening to this. I also would appreciate it if you share it with a friend and help it get out there. You can also rate the podcast on Apple Podcasts. You can rate it and all that kind of stuff, and that would really help me out. That's the only thing I'm going to ask in return, because like I said earlier, there's always a sell, right? And everybody's telling you, hey, get into this business, get into this business. They're trying to sell you something. Okay, and what they're selling you is they're selling you education, but at the same time, you might not be the type of person that really wants their own business, but you got sold this idea of, oh, I can get rich doing this, so I'm going to buy this guy's program. Like, don't get caught into that trap, because it is a trap for the most part. It's a sales pitch. They're going to tell you, hey, you need to buy my program if you want to get rich. It's just like, no, you don't. You don't got to buy their program, people. It might take you a hair longer, depending on what it is. But I mean, we're in an information age. You can go to Google and ask Google anything, and 99% of the time, it's going to come up with an answer, something that an article that you can read from a business like Business Insider, Forbes, Inc., Entrepreneur. Like, there's all these different websites for business people that want to get into business, where learning tools, right? There's information out here that's free that you don't have to pay for. That's good information. And like I said, you guys can always come here and ask me a question, and I'll answer it to the best of my ability. If you're confused about anything that I've talked about, feel free to chime in, and I'll help you the best that I can. So, but I'm not here to sell you a book or sell you a program or sell you on a website or to sell you on to get into a lease or a lease purchase or to sell you on buying a truck or to sell you even to come drive for me. This podcast is purely to help people. Now, in the future, I may have to have a sponsor or two to help pay for it, to pay for my time, because my time is valuable. But this is a gift to you guys to make sure that you're getting good quality information without, you know, without just having to fork out a bunch of money to somebody when you're not even sure if this is what you really want to do. Okay? So with that being said, you guys have a great day. Stay safe out there, and try not to die.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.